There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and the gram. We got Antonio Daniels, favorite of the show. He's an NBA champion, New Orleans Pelicans color analyst. And he probably did not like the giddiness of Zion Williamson after that game, in which he just was downright overjoyed to be playing in Madison Square Garden. So we will get into that with him and amongst ourselves later. But yes, go ahead.
Question. Rob G, Alex, I want you guys real quick to listen in on this as well. So I bought a new couch for my living room. When the guys, the movers came to the delivery guys came to deliver it, when they took it out of the box, I didn't see it now. I didn't see if they ripped it or it was ripped. There was a small rip on like one of the arms, like part.
How
right?
soon did you discover it?
No. They discovered it outside and they showed it to me before they brought it in. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, okay.
Like they showed it to me. They said, what do you want to do? Do you want us to take it back? You know what I mean?
Right.
They said it happened in the box or the way they, whatever. I don't know what happened. Because, you know, they're cutting the box open. So sometimes they wind up making a slip up.
Right.
So they said, what do you want to do? Do you want to accept it or you want us to take it back? They took a picture, sent it to the store. and the store offered me 30% off the price of the couch if I kept it. What would you guys do? What do you think I did and what would you do?
I mean, it depends to me on like how big is the rip?
Not that is it like, pretty? Like an inch and a half. And what I mean rip, Chris, I'm talking about like it was cut. Like it's just a little a piece that right. I'm going to try to glue
30%
down.
30% off? I don't want you to say this, but honestly, for me, some of it would depend on how much I paid for it, probably. And okay. I don't want you to say the cost of it.
No.
But,
I'm not going to say
you
that.
You know, like, I got to be honest. If I buy something new, I'm going to probably want it not to have a rip in it.
Okay. Rob G, yeah. Alex, what would you do? 30% off.
Oh, I am 1,000% taking the 30% off. I had a buddy who bought a new refrigerator, and it had a little golf ball-sized dent on the bottom left corner. And
oh, I would take that.
Oh, no, he got 60% off. For
oh,
mine.
God.
So he's like,
kidding?
In that case, I'm going to put a magnet over it, and we'll be just fine.
Right,
so 60%.
That, so I would definitely take the discount.
Alex, does it have to be perfect condition to accept it or no? Would you
Rob,
accept
I'll
it
tell
back?
You this. The only people who want perfect things are people who want too many things. I say if it's half off, half used, whatever, if it fits, if it works, my guy, I'm a simple guy. Give it to me.
I took it. I took it for the 30% off. I did. And I just said, it wasn't that bad, Chris, where it's like, oh, no, this is just ripped and this is going to look terrible. When I put a little glue on it, I think I'll be able to repair it. But
so you may be able to have somebody come in for cheaper and repair
right.
it,
then
too.
Then I saved, you know right. I mean? Then right. I saved on the couch. Right. So, okay, I see.
It's hard to say without saying it, seeing it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, look, it's like buying a used car. For the most part, Rob, I don't buy new cars, brand new. I buy them used, a couple years old, lower mileage.
Chris, as soon as you roll the car off the right. a lot, it depreciates big time. You're right.
Right.
What's the difference if you got a car with 3 miles or 3,000 miles or whatever you buy.
Right.
At. What do
right.
you buy your cars at? 30,000 miles?
Yeah, like I got 30, my last 000? One at around 23.
Yeah.
So, you know, basically.
That's a big
new.
Difference in price.
Yeah. Oh, huge. Huge. All right. Anyway, let's get into this Trevor Lawrence thing, Rob. We talked about it a lot last week. And, you know, let's go to Rob G to summarize it for us because. There's some updates on it, but take us back to what happened last week and then bring us up on the updates, Rob G.
Well, last week he had this profile in Sports Illustrated where they talked about what motivates him. You know, he is the quote-unquote greatest
What's
prospect,
my motivation?
Greatest quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck. And if you're a diehard football fan, he said everything that you don't want to hear. He said, well, his dad said he's not one of those guys who's motivated by winning Super Bowls. His coach said, or his high school coach said that, you know, he could leave the game today and he'd be happy. He said himself, you know, I think it's unhealthy to play with a chip on your shoulder and always feel like you got to prove something. So a lot of people took that as a negative. Well, he heard the rumblings from people in media and he responded on Twitter with a long thread. Here's what he said, quote, "It seems as if people are misreading my sentiment. I am internally motivated. I love football as much or more than anyone. It's a huge, all caps, priority in my life, obviously. I'm driven to be the best I can be and to maximize my potential and to win. I have a lot of confidence in my work ethic. I love to grind and to chase my goals. You can ask anyone who has been in my life. That being said, I am secure in who I am and what I believe. I don't need football to make me feel worthy as a person. I purely love the game and everything that comes with it, the work, the team, the ups and the downs. I'm a firm believer in the fact there's a plan for my life, and I'm called to be the best I can be at whatever it is I'm doing. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. LOL.
Bravo.
I got no issues.
Bravo. Rob, I actually like, and I had no problem. You know, we talked about it. Neither one of us had a problem with what he said in the Sports Illustrated article.
Because he didn't say, Chris, like, oh, I'm not going to do watch film. Or I'm
right.
not going to go to team meetings. Football bores me. I'm just doing this because it's a cash grab. If he said that stuff, I don't want
right.
the guy. That's
Thank
not
you.
What he said.
He has a healthy outlook on life and on football. And Rob, I loved his response. And this is the type. Now, look, again, I'm not downing the people who live and die with every snap of the football. Okay, some people have to have that mentality to excel, and others can have a mentality like Trevor Lawrence. You have to find out what works for you. But, Rob, I think when I look at Trevor Lawrence saying, football doesn't give me my self-worth and all of that, it tells me this is a guy that when he does have his failures, when he does get criticized or whatever, it won't break him. He will be able to get it, put it behind him, and come back and march on toward fulfilling his goal. And I think that's important. Some guys that, you know, if they live and breathe it, every little slight in the media, every little criticism, every little struggle or setback on the field can really send them sprawling. And so I like his mentality. I like that he said in the tweet that, you know, he explained it. Look, I work hard as anybody. I'm driven. All
the guy's
that.
Lost two
but then
games
he said,
in his college career. What is the question about?
I love when he said, Rob, that but football doesn't define me. It doesn't define who I am as a person.
Why are people mad at him, Chris? Because he doesn't want to just be a football player, right? And whether or not he wins or loses determines whether he's a good person or feels good about himself. Really?
You know how it is. Some people, Rob, because fans, as you've said many times, is short for fanatic.
Right.
And some fans do. I mean, if their team loses, they're miserable. Not just that night. They're miserable all week. Maybe all month. Maybe all off season or whatever. And they want the players to feel that way. My thing is, the player can't feel that way. I'm sorry. And, Rob, you know this. Yes, guys are driven. Some guys have been, you know, driven, I mean, with Magic or Bird or Jordan or LeBron or KD. When these guys have not won championships, I'm sure it drives them in the offseason. And that's fine. But it don't mean they don't go on and enjoy life. We know, Rob, they enjoy life.
They go on vacation. Yes. They're doing all kinds of stuff. I mean, you don't stop living. Oh, yeah, let me see. LeBron loses the finals. So that means in his 17-year career, Chris, that 13 years he went home after the season was over and barreled himself into the house,
right.
You know, and didn't go out and didn't see the sun because he was bummed out they lost the championship. Come on.
Right.
Come on.
Now, that would be a great story, right, to write. Oh, he didn't leave his room for a month. And
right.
I know after the loss to Dallas, he did spend, I think it was 2 weeks in his room. And I get that. That was an epic fail. It was his worst moment as an NBA player.
Exactly.
And again,
he didn't play well, and he had
right.
put the team together, Chris, and
yes.
it was a team that wasn't supposed to win. He thought he was going to get his championship. He really did.
Absolutely.
So he was devastated. And you remember even the comments afterwards, you guys go on with your little miserable lives or whatever. You know,
it
like
wasn't that bad. I think he said go back to your regular lives or
go
something
back to your
like
miserable
that.
Lives.
But see, I get that, Rob.
Go back.
Come on, let's keep it real.
He was salty.
Right.
Panthers on line one.
Look, man, I don't know how, what was he, 25 maybe, 26
yeah,
years
you
old?
Don't say that to the people.
I know,
fans.
But I got to be honest. When you take a pounding, and he was taking a pounding, right, in the media, on social media, he was getting crushed. I get it why sometimes you're like, man, look, I got a great life. Y'all go back to y'all lives where y'all obsessed with me. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be all right. Like, sometimes you just got to say something to let people know what time it is. So, I wasn't that mad at him. But I get it why it was offensive to people. But, yeah, Rob, I love what Trevor Lawrence has said. It was on First Things First this morning. And Brandon Marshall, who obviously was a former wide receiver in the NFL, had a great career. He didn't like that Trevor Lawrence responded. He felt like it showed, I don't know if weakness is the word, that might be too strong, but he just was like, look, man, you can't enter the league worried about what other people are saying, what the media is saying.
See,
you just
got
to do
you. He's
got
that
you.
Football player mentality. Everybody's not the same. That's what they want, Chris. They want you to be nameless, faceless, and do what you're told. That's not where guys are today. That Brandon Marshall, I get that. That's that football mentality. You know it. You play football. You got to be a little crazy to play football. But yeah. everybody's not that way. And so if he goes out, Chris, and balls out, nobody will care about that stuff. Seriously. No. Now, if he doesn't play well, then they'll say, oh, see, we should have known right. that. Because he told us,
you know, this
whatever.
Will come back on him.
Right?
There's no doubt about it.
There's no doubt about it.
Even though it may have nothing to do with it.
Right. It may have nothing to do with what happened, and people will go back to that. It's the same thing. How many times have we seen people do the Jessica Simpson, Tony Romo, when he was dating her? Oh, you know, he can't play. He threw that pick because he's always with Jessica Simpson, and they're rolling around in the hay all day, and he can't concentrate because she's in the owner's box.
Kirk Humphries, was that his name?
No.
Kirk Humphries?
No.
Chris Humphries. Chris Humphries was going to be an all-star till he married the Kardashian, Kim. He was going to be great. Ruined his career. No, I'm with you on that one. Rob, but I actually like that he responded. Because I think, Rob, this enabled him to he took control of the narrative.
And
I get it. If people are out there misconstruing your words and making it sense, I'm cool with a dude coming out and saying, hold up. He doesn't have to do it every time, and I'm sure he won't. But hold up, wait a minute. That is not what I meant. Check my resume. What did LeBron wear the shirt? Check my stats. You said it, Rob. I got two losses.
I got two losses in college. You think I did that because I don't care about football?
Thank you.
Or I didn't play at a high level, Chris? Or I didn't study the film? That's what I did?
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
People need to stop. And they want to hear what they want to hear, Chris, to make them feel good. You really want that guy to sit there and tell you something, a fish story, so you feel good about him? And then when he doesn't play well, what? Oh, it ain't that. It's just that he sucks. What I mean?
Right.
Well,
right.
I don't get it.
Right. All right. Let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Does it bother you that Trevor Lawrence openly admits that he doesn't need football? And what'd you think of his response, I guess, to all the criticism? I'm going to let y'all know Rob G is a hater. Rob G is down. Rob G is one of those that's down on Trevor Lawrence.
Yes.
And wouldn't draft him. So
I'm not
your
shocked
turn
by
to
that.
Isn't Rob G tripping, man? Tripping. We'll continue the conversation with you next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
All right, it's the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday, not Tuesday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Also brought to you by Discover Card. Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted at 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards. I mean, that's incredible. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report limitations do apply. We got Antonio Daniels coming up in about 8 minutes. But first, we want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. You got an issue with Trevor Lawrence's attitude.
All right, let's kick it off with Max in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you. Hope you guys had a good weekend. For me, I don't have an issue as in terms of Max and Georgia personally. I don't have an issue. If I worked for the Jaguars, if I worked with Mr. Khan, if I was a person along with the Jaguars or coaching, I would be a little concerned. I would be a little remiss just from the standpoint. I'm still going to draft him because it's obvious, and I can't take the fallback if I didn't. But when you hear a guy say stuff like that, to me, I take that as he's somewhat satisfied where he is in life. And that's
But wait a minute, Max.
No, you do have an issue with it, Max. I mean, you can say it's okay, but you got an issue.
But Max,
I do from the standpoint, I believe in refinement. I believe in if you're going to do something that you love, you might as well do it all out.
But Max, here's where you're fooling yourself. If he's the same guy inside and he told you what you wanted to hear, he's still that guy.
But you need savages in the world.
No,
Rob,
no,
so
Max.
Sure he's a savage.
Max.
You're saying, is Tom Brady a savage?
Tom Brady is proven to be a savage as of lately. I'll say that just from the standpoint he doesn't go home. The guy won't go home to his family.
Was Joe Montana a savage?
Come on, Max.
Michael Jordan was a savage. You got savages. Kobe Bryant was a savage. I mean, you need savages.
And Charles Barkley was a savage, and he didn't win.
LeBron James aren't really savages.
But Max.
It's different strokes for different folks, Max.
Right, and Max.
So you're like, I'm fine with if he's the general manager or the accountant, but not if he's a football player.
Right. I just don't, Chris. I don't know
why. This is the first time Max has ever disagreed with you, either, too, Rob. You know that.
That's okay.
And that's why he soft pedaled. He really didn't want to. You know what I mean?
No, it's
he
okay.
He had the back end.
I disagree with Max because I think people just want to hear what they want to hear. He could have easily, Chris, just said, "I live for football, sleep, eat, and drink football, and that's all that matters," and be doing something else, right?
Right.
That's
right.
What he could have said.
Right.
You're bashing a guy for being honest. For
I
being
like that
real.
He's secure enough, Rob, to come out and say, "Yo, this is me." And if you don't like it, don't draft me.
Don't draft me.
But you're gonna be sorry. I'll tell you that. I'm cool with it. That's savage. That's gangster.
Right. How about that? If he stood up and said, "You go ahead, go pick Mac Jones or one of these other cats. I dare you." And you know what? You, that general manager, that franchise will pay dearly because I can ball out. I can play. Y'all want somebody to give y'all a football story and make you feel good.
That's what he should have said, Rob. That's what he should have done an Instagram video and done that. But you know what? Then they would have loved it. The Jags would be like, yes, we love that. That's what we wanted.
You're right. Then they would have been all worked up. All right. Let's talk to Drew in New Jersey. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. I want to say this. I don't, honestly, as far as what he says, I have no issue with it. Because, honestly, you're not going to know until, the bullets are flying, until you're on the 3-game losing streak who you really are. Are you cool with losing? You know what I'm saying? Like, none of these guys know it. None of these guys. You know, Aaron Rodgers, for example. Do you think Aaron Rodgers is cool with losing after going home in the conference championship? No. It comes off calm. But I think it's just developed. I think, these guys are 21 years old. Your mind's not developed until you're 25. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's once he hits adversity, then, I give him a chance to grow. But I do think that you still, in order to win consistently, I do think you need that. You can't be all the way, easygoing like Andrew Luck. You got to be able to have someone.
Well,
of an
did
edge
Luck
where,
not win? Was it Luck's fault they didn't win? I mean, he got no protection.
Right.
He actually
had a good career, obviously, with not much protection.
He got no protection, but one of the things that even like Pat McAfee says, like the one issue in their locker room was, hey, this guy doesn't get in people's faces. He's not.
Everybody's not that guy, though. That's it's just not. When I hear that, Chris, that's such a, they want you to play a role.
Right.
Everybody's not that guy.
Right.
Everybody's not rah-rah. Kawhi Leonard, Chris, is not rah-rah.
Right.
He's not. Now, it's funny. It didn't work because they lost last year because of Kawhi. But it's funny. He won two other championships.
Right.
What happened then? Oh, it was okay because they won, right? Which one is it?
Right, that's what it comes down to.
It does.
And if you win, the narrative will be created around that.
Yeah,
if Trevor Lawrence turns out to be a great quarterback, Rob, that wins a couple of rings, you need to be like that. Right, right. He doesn't overthink it.
He doesn't stress.
He doesn't stress about it. He's balanced. That's what we want. All right, we got Antonio Daniels coming up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's an NBA champion because he hustled. He's a Pelicans color analyst because he hustled. He's a Sirius XM NBA radio host because he hustles. It's our man, Antonio Daniels. What's up, brother?
Hey. What's up, fellas? How you doing?
We are good. And now, be honest. There's no radio show in the nation that gives you this type of introduction.
You are 100% correct. You are correct.
No, man, it's good to have you on.
It's appreciated, yes, fellas.
It's great to have you on, as always. Now, look, let's get to the elephant in the room, my man. I know you weren't happy seeing Zion being all giddy playing in New York.
That's
gosh. And I don't want to make too much out of it, but come on, man. They can't be happy. They can't be happy in the front offices.
Yes, we are. We want to know what he was talking about and how you feel. People in New Orleans can't be happy.
I'm going to be honest with you. People in New Orleans weren't tripping. They weren't tripping about the comments. This ain't going to be a discussion for about 7 years. Come on now. Y'all know better than this.
Would be shocked if he don't sign the rookie extension. I'll give you that. Because no players turned it down. No star.
Right. Okay, I'll give you this as well. Now, let's be honest. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to take shots at New York because I love New York, too. I love Madison Square Garden.
Yes,
but
we do.
The question that I would ask you guys, how many stars have you heard say this?
Oh, I'm with you. I've heard 178.
Exactly.
No, but
I'm with you.
But the only problem, go ahead. I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to say, but the only problem here is we're in a different NBA. You've seen guys already. Anthony Davis was stolen from New Orleans. The idea that players want to move around, want to do their things. And I know Chris just said it. Nobody's ever turned it down. Not yet. And the way I've seen guys turn down, void out millions of dollars in contracts because they want to get out of a place or do something, which is very weird. That's the only reason why I think there should be a bit of a concern, and the team's not doing that well. So I think that there is a possibility something could happen.
Okay, so here's my thing. Why are we having this discussion right now? Do you know how many games Zion has played?
Well, we're having it because he looked like he was a 6 year old on Christmas morning,
right?
No. But here's the thing, fellas. This conversation has been going on for a while. It didn't start last night. The only reason it happened yesterday is because the Pelicans actually played at Madison Square Garden. This conversation has been going on for quite some time. I have been on numerous platforms addressing this same exact thing. Zion hasn't even played a full NBA season yet. He played 76 total games. And what we're talking about is, I think he wants to go play here. You know, my issue with I won't even say national media, but we have a problem, and I don't understand why, of a star developing and staying in a small market. We do anything in our power to try and talk that guy out of that market. No matter what. No matter what the situation is, we try and talk that guy out of the small market.
I hate it. I love what Giannis did.
Y'all doing it, though. You guys are doing the same exact thing. So don't say you hate it when you're
No, we're just addressing it. It was an issue. It was a story.
Okay. Right, and I'll say this.
The thing is, when you
I'm with you. I don't think it'll happen. I think you'll take that first rookie deal. You know, that extension.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you on that.
But it's interesting because when we talk about Zion and his star power and what would he get? So I'm going to ask you guys the same question I've asked on different platforms. Think about the Pelicans this year, right? They were second in the NBA in national TV games, one game behind the Lakers, right? They were tied with a couple other teams. He has an endorsement deal with Jordan. He has an endorsement deal with Gatorade. He has an endorsement deal with 2K. So what can a big market offer him that he's not receiving right now?
Well, we'll wait for the summer when he goes home for the playoffs. I'm just saying, I hear what you're saying.
The team that we're talking about, the Knicks are having a great year this year. They're having a great, but the Knicks have not been to the playoffs every year over the past 10 years or so.
I get
but,
it.
Antonio, and I get what you're saying. Times have changed. Look, Oklahoma City was all the rage when they had their
they
great
had
players.
All three
so
of
we
them.
We get you're right, right with social media and all that. You don't need to be in a big market. But you also know
the same thing about Russell Westbrook.
Right, and he stayed. So but you also know New York is different. It still is different.
For sure.
Like everything is magnified, and, yes. and Zion will be a super duper star in New Orleans. But if he went to New York, and I'm not, again, I'm with you, I don't think he'll go. But if he went, it would be bigger. It just is the biggest city in the country, and everything is magnified to good or bad. If he
good
goes there
right,
and doesn't
right.
win, it'll be worse.
Right.
So
let me ask you this, though. Let me say this.
Okay.
If you're a player and you already know this, you could say, hey, I've always heard of Madison Square Garden and all that. I'm not saying. But he did, you know, pour it on a little thick. Is it just something that he should have probably kept to himself to not even make it
no.
so that fans could look at him that way or sideways to think, oh, here we go again. We lost Anthony Davis and
Zion,
now we're going to lose him.
No, that's not Zion. The one thing I've told you guys about Zion from day one is he's incredibly honest and humble. Like, he didn't say that yesterday with ill intentions, by no stretch of the imagination. And the thing as an athlete that you can't control is message received. You know, your heart can be in the right place, but the way that message is received may come off different.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't feel comfortable being in a situation like the Pelicans were yesterday in New York and asking Zion, you know what, if they ask you anything about Madison Square Garden, don't say anything. No, you have to allow these young men to be themselves. If you feel a certain way, it's okay to say exactly how you feel. That's okay. It doesn't mean
it's
that
funny.
Message delivered was the message received.
We just talked about Trevor Lawrence. The football people are up in arms because he won't say that he eats, sleeps, and breathes football and that he has another
right.
life other than football, and he's talked
right.
down to. He, you know what I mean? Which we don't agree with, and I think it's wrong, but what you're saying is exactly what we just said. I don't
you
have
know,
an issue. I don't want to muzzle the guy.
People hold athletes to standard. They don't practice themselves.
Absolutely.
Everybody else feels the
Absolutely.
Same way as Trevor Lawrence does. Everybody
right.
else feels the same way. That if you poll guys in the league, you know how many guys love to play in Madison Square Garden. I was never a star. Nothing close to it. I love Madison Square Garden because of the history, because
right.
of the way that it's set up. The
celebrities
the
in the front rows.
And
yep.
and
right.
the stage
also,
with the lights are out in the house, right?
right?
And the lights are only
that's
on the
right.
court like a Broadway show.
Nowhere else does that. And there's nothing wrong with giving credit to places like Madison Square Garden. Just because I say I like playing there doesn't mean that I'm planning on continuing my basketball career there.
I hear you, man. All right, I want to ask you something about Zion's game. And obviously they got him handling the ball a lot more as a point guard, bringing it up court. And you know this, AD, you played the position. He can handle the ball really nicely. He can pass it fairly well, but you know as well as he's not a point guard. What are their plans with this? Because you see it a lot of places, Paul George, Kawhi even. LeBron kind of started it, but LeBron's got more court vision than your typical, you know, small forward. But a lot of teams, like, they have a guy handling the ball that's not really a point guard, and it can hurt the team because – it's just he just doesn't have those instincts. And Zion's great. He's coming downhill. You can't stop him. But what are their plans? And do you like – I mean, should they be having him almost play it exclusively? Or do you – like, what do you think – where do you think this is going?
Well, the thing is, he's not playing it exclusively. And this
right.
is one of the things that I love about what Stan Van Gundy's vision is. It's not just about putting Zion at the point. They're moving him all over the place. So sometimes he initiates the offense when it's a dead ball situation. When it's a fast break situation, they're outletting the ball to Kyra Lewis and Lonzo Ball and allowing Zion to finish the break. Other half-court situations, he's the screener. Other half-court situations, he's in the dunker spot and finishing. So that's what I like about what they're doing. They're not just leaving him at one position. They're moving him all around and forcing schemes to kind of find where he is. I don't have an issue with it because it's not like they're just putting the ball in his hands at all times.
Right.
It's not a LeBron James situation. It's not a Paul George situation, you know, where he's
– Do you think it'll get to that? Because I'm with you. I like them moving him around, and I think that's an aspect that they should use, him bringing it up. But do you think it's going to get to more of a LeBron situation or not?
I'm going to tell you the difference. Is Zion's skill set as opposed to theirs. LeBron James is one of the most cerebral and skilled players we've ever seen. Zion's ability around that rim to catch and finish, to initiate, take contact, and make tough layups, you can't remove that part from him.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't remove that aspect from his game. Now, one of the best things he's fantastic at is his skill set and finding his teammates and passing, but he has another side to his game. So I think it becomes a balance of when to put the ball in his hands, when to take the ball out of his hands, when to let him finish, when to let Lonzo handle, when to let B.I. handle. And this is what's hurting this team this year. You have a condensed season. You don't have practice time. So all the things that we're talking about right now, they don't get a chance to practice. So as Coach Van Gundy said, their practice time a lot of times is during the game, which is really hurting the team.
AD, great stuff, man. We
always
appreciate it.
Man,
got a little
you.
Testy with Zion. We understand, right, though. You down there in New Orleans.
Never that.
All right, my man. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it, brother.
All right. Appreciate it, brother.
Hey, you know what, Chris? It reminds me of, I went on the radio in Cleveland about LeBron leaving, and I remember doing the thing. I said he was leaving, and the radio host, they just attacked me. You don't know LeBron. He's loyal. He got all his friends. He's from here. He ain't going. Like, they went, you know, Branson Wright and those guys, you had a show.
Right.
They attacked me, Chris.
Right. And then they apologized.
And then they had me on again. And I said, when he was in Miami, that he was coming back to Cleveland. He ain't coming back here after all that. Blah, 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 blah. And then they called me up again.
Branson's supposed to know that. He was a beat writer for the Cavs. All right, it's The Odd Couple. Sources say it's next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Magic City Monday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the Akable Fox Sports Radio, a quick segment where we try to decide if Chris and Rob are legitimate journalists or if they're just guys
what
who say
mean
they
if
are.
What do you mean if we're legit, man? We've been doing this for decades.
Actually, yeah, they're going to have to change that to nearly four decades.
That's right.
That's I don't know if I'd be bragging
three,
about that.
And Rob has
I don't know if I would brag about that.
Five.
Cuz your hair color on TV says different. That's all I'm going to say. All right. So let's get Stuart. We only got about 3 minutes here.
Don't be jealous.
I got a few stories. They all sound a little bit real, sound a little bit fake. It's up to you guys to tell me which sources are good, which ones are bad. Story number 1, new Lakers big man Andre Drummond just copped a new grill for his teeth that's valued at over $20,000. Rob, my source is good.
These young kids got nothing else to do. They got either tattoos or a grill. I'm going to say that that's true.
Man, I don't think of Andre Drummond as that type of cat. I'm going to say false.
Bro.
Wow. Did you know Chris, that, Rob, for sure?
No, I didn't know, but they have nothing to do with their money. Seriously.
$20,000.
When you're making $28 million a year?
Yep. I mean, Chris, the money is just like falling out your pockets.
Would you ever get a grill?
No.
Or a gold
tooth? To make steaks on it. That's about it.
I never understood. I mean, I saw brothers back in the day with the gold teeth and all that, but come on.
No.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go. Story number 2. My sources say that Meta World Peace, I don't know what his name is now, Ron Artest, he has actually started a petition on change.org to make Meta World Peace the next host of Jeopardy. Rob, my source is good.
It sounds crazy. He probably saw Aaron Rodgers doing it, saying, hey, why not? I could do that. I'm going to say false.
After all that?
Yes.
I'm going to say true. It sounds like Meta.
You sit on a throne of lies.
He did not, but LeVar Burton did.
See, I knew LeVar it was
Burton.
Somebody.
Yes.
LeVar Burton? Is that LeVar?
The actor.
That's Roots?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
And he was on what? Star Trek.
Star Trek, correct.
As a blind. Kunta Kinte, right?
Roots. Yep. So
and
here we go.
And he was the little kids reading show, too.
Story number 3. This is going to be a bloodbath here. My sources say that Marshawn Lynch actually asked Dr. Anthony Fauci in an interview, if I take the COVID vaccine, will it, quote, F me up, end quote. Rob, you got the lead on my sources. Good.
That sounds like Marshawn Lynch. I just...
I got to admit.
That's as real as it sounds. You know what I mean, Chris? Certain guys...
I agree.
It just sounds like he would have said that. I'm going to say that's true.
Yeah, I agree. That's true.
Bro. It just sounds like him, right? It just does.
Yep.
All right, this is my favorite story. This is just for fun. Rob's going to win this one anyways. My sources
say... I need
say
a double for nothing or something.
That. Speaking of the Lakers, Jared Dudley, the fourth string forward, has signed on to play a cameo in the upcoming Batman movie set to be released in 2024. Rob, my source is good.
Yes, he's in Hollywood to be a cameo, to walk on, or be an extra, whatever. That's easy. Yes.
I'm a say yes. True.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Really? Who? Really? Who is it? Who is it?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.